the cops come to my house no more.
There we go.
I don't even let the cops come to my house no more.
I am a cop.
I don't even let the cops come to my house no more. I don't let it. I don't let it happen.
I'm a damn police officer. I'm here to shoot you.
Please, officer. Pew, 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 pew. Fuck, I'm dead. That was my wife, you stupid motherfucker. My Latina beautiful wife.
Oh, how dare I kill a Latina? I will commit.
Seppuku?
Seppuku, but dude, for cops, right here, which right is like, what is it? What would that be?
That'd be where you... You shove a jelly donut in your ass, probably, or something like that.
What would they call seppuku as a cop? Because there's no seppuku is an honorable thing.
It's when you put your knee on your own neck.
It's when you turn your badge and gun in because they are gonna send you for paid leave.
Yeah, I'm giving them an honorable death. That was my bad.
Damn. It's Tuesday night.
It's Tuesday night, dude. It's Tuesday night. Well, it's Wednesday morning.
Yeah, that's true.
To our hardworking sanitation workers.
God bless.
God bless them. Dude, I want to get a job at the MTA.
Dude, I want to get a job at the Burger King on...
Liberty?
Liberty. I want to get a job on the Liberty Burger King. What is it, 112th?
Yeah.
At the cross?
Yeah, that'd probably be it, yeah.
I need to get a job there so I can move up through the ranks, you know?
You can be the Burger King.
Yeah. Well, did you know that's what happens when you work at Burger King, when you become an employee of the Burger King?
You there's one guy that gets to be the Burger King at every store?
No, not at every store. There's one Burger King up at top, right?
Oh, there's, okay, so it's
yeah,
like...
You start low, you right?
Mm-hmm.
Start working the counter, maybe yeah. Sweep them up and some floors.
Yeah. Petty shit.
And then they're like, you've been doing okay. Let's put you in the back. Let's right. Put you in the back where you're microwaving the jalapeno cheddar cheese bites. Oh, they're so good, dude. Anyway, you go put those in the microwave. That's your job for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do a good enough job of that, right? And they're like,
right, you hit three every time.
Let's get you managing the place. So then you start managing the place, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is where it gets tough. This is where it gets real hard, as a Burger King employee.
Yeah.
Is if you manage that store good enough, you keep that store rated high enough,
yeah,
you keep that store good,
mm-hmm.
ready to go.
What happens?
Well, shit, man. Then you get to become a regional manager. They give you a couple more.
So just a couple stores to oversee.
Couple stores to oversee because you're good at running it, right?
Fuck. I bet the guy above you, the guy that runs the state.
Yeah.
That's scary. That's a scary man to talk to.
Well, you know what's crazy is if you do a good enough job as the regional manager,
yeah,
you can become that state guy. You have to kill him.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He must be assassinated, but it has to be an honorable thing.
Well, you don't get into the Burger King business not thinking you're going to have to assassinate someone.
Well, yeah, you got to joust.
Yeah.
You know, you get on the back of one burger, he gets on the back of the other.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Classic burger slide.
Yeah, you both get two giant chicken fries.
Mm-hmm.
And you ride the burgers at each other. And whoever gets knocked off the horse... usually dies. I mean, like, I'll be honest. Whoever gets knocked off that burger dies pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Because how it works is when you knock them off with the chicken fry, if you can, like, get their head positioned...
Yeah.
Where the horse will run over their head.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the
just,
horse.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. I mean, it kills you right away.
Dude, I've been thinking, right now you got me thinking about a Slim Jim-sized chicken fry.
That would be crazy.
That'd be pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Well, hold on, sorry. If you live, though, right, when the horse steps on your head, you get to keep your statesman's job.
Yeah.
Because although you've been bested in battle, you survived.
Oh, so yeah. You have to die.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right, right. Battle's so crazy in that way.
It really is, dude. It is insane. But yeah, and then once you attempt and do kill
right.
the state manager,
right.
You become the state manager. You know who you report like, to then?
You're probably having to drive from Cincinnati to fucking Toledo in one day and shit.
Yeah.
It's no easy task.
No, not at all, man.
It's a life on the road, but what happens? Who do you report to?
Well, you report to the President of the United States of America.
Donald J. Trump?
That's right. You report to him directly once you run the state, Burger King.
Yeah. When you run the state, Burger King. So Donald Trump's the Burger King?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, it's bigger.
Bigger than that?
It's bigger than that,
is this
man.
What, is this, okay.
Well, because we're not allowed to have kings in
is
America.
Is this what Killer Mike's always talking about?
Yeah, dude. Okay. No, this is literally
okay.
Whenever he's like, $20 bill, slave master.
Yeah,
when
he's like
doing
puppets.
That shit. When he's doing all that shit, when he's creating
Cryptococurrency.
Cryptocola, that'd be cool.
Cryptocola, sir, is interesting your currency.
Yeah, C-R-I-P-T-O, crypto.
Cryptocola.
Cryptocurrency.
We should make cryptocola. We can make millions of dollars, man.
Oh, man. We
just a fucking bored ape. A bored ape on a soda can that you that we NFT'd. We mint.
It's kind of like Coke when they did the names.
Right.
Except
right.
It's the NFTs.
You get an NFT on every cola.
Well, how about this? They're a picture of a cola.
Ah. We don't even fucking buy the Coke, these fucking retards.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's genius,
Isn't
man.
That cool?
I was kind of excited to have Coke laying around everywhere.
I mean, me too.
But I think financially,
I think it's that's the that move. Might be the move. We already got Photoshop, you
dude,
know?
Fuck comedy, dude.
Yeah, we don't.
Let's become crypto bros.
Let's get into crypto. Wait, hold on, real quick. It does get bigger than the president, though.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah, so then once you're a statesman long enough in the Burger King
I'm imagining
chain of
command, you're 50 at this point.
Yeah, you're old. I mean,
you're
well over 35, and then you become the president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, fuck.
Yeah, so, and because kings aren't illegal in America, the Burger King is not American.
Oh, fuck. Is he in Washington, D.C.?
He lives in the Burger King Embassy.
In Washington, D.C.?
In Washington, D.C. And that's who you report to when you're the president.
Is the Burger King.
Is the Burger King. And the beautiful thing about the Burger King, right?
Yeah.
Is it was passed down from fathers to sons for years.
So
right?
A lot of incest.
But currently, the Burger King only has daughters, right?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
And so they're going to get Eric in there.
Well, he's been thinking about, you know, because of the climate that we're in.
Yeah.
Maybe just becoming the Burger Queen.
Oh.
Giving it to one of his daughters.
That's smart. He's a smart man.
Well, but the brand,
yeah,
the people who really, really run it.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, Israel.
It's, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yep. Those guys are like, no.
It's always the Israelis.
It cannot be a woman. You have to find a man. And so he talks to the president, and the president goes, well, what can I do for you, right? And he's like, well, you got to get me a king. You have to find me a worthy boy to become the next king.
Mason Ramsey's my vote.
And as the president, you have to say, well, what about a man? What about a man who's been so dedicated to this company that he became the president of the United States of America at 50 mm-hmm. years old?
Mm-hmm.
And the Burger King said, oh, well, that's fine. That sounds good enough. But you can't be president if you're going to be the Burger King. It's too much conflict of power.
Yeah.
So what has to happen is you have to fake your own death. You have to be assassinated or die mm-hmm. to get out of the office, right?
Yeah.
And that's what happened to JFK.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Lyndon B. actually was his protege in the early days of Burger King.
Mm.
Lyndon B. started before him and was like, JFK, I'm going to take you under my wing. You're going to be the best goddamn Burger King employee of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he did. And Lyndon B. said that he would carry out any direct order that the Burger King had
right,
once
right.
he was Burger King. And so Lyndon B was his vice president. JFK fakes his death, becomes the Burger King, and now has total control of America and the Burger King.
Fuck.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, that's like a mad crazy conspiracy theory.
What? Did you say conspiracy? No, I'm...
Yeah. I mean,
this is all true research.
True story. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I...
That's my bad.
When I was doing shrooms last night...
You were researching?
I was researching. Found a lot.
Yeah, who's the funniest assassination, you think?
Out of the presidents?
Anybody.
What's his nuts? The fucking guy who, started World War One. Ferdinand.
Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Yeah.
That's probably the funniest one. Because it's like, well, we don't like this guy. Oh, let's fucking kill him. And then they were just like, okay.
My favorite assassination is it was a member of the British Parliament, and an Irish guy saw him in Ireland at a pub.
Yeah.
This is during all the IRA shit. And he just had a bomb in his car. And when he saw him at the bar, he went out, found his car, put it underneath it, and just blew him the fuck up.
That's
he was just drunk,
cool.
And he was like, oh, shit, there's that guy. I'm going to fucking kill him.
Dude, fucking, that's actually pretty funny. That's actually pretty good. Just get all fucked up. You think me stealing from the bodega allegedly is as bad as blowing up a...
No, dude.
You know?
No, he's like, is that a fucking government official? Fucking, are you kidding
blow
me?
Blow his ass up, dude.
You, hey, are you fucking kidding me, man? There's a fucking...
He's a fucking... He's like going
There's
on
a fucking,
fucking
motherfucker over
you
here.
Think
you're telling
I'm
me
not
he's,
the fuck is
he's,
I
fucking, he's fucking trying to own half of us. Fuck that, you know? So I went out. I fucking blew him up. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, fuck it.
Oh, fuck him. I was talking to Jonah the other day. Because I was reading my book on the train, The Sicilian, that I finished in 2 weeks, but I only read one of the weeks. I did not read the other week. I was too busy.
Yeah, so you read 1 week, yeah. You read in 1 week. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was reading that book, and Jonah goes, hey, do you know Che Guevara's last words were? And I was like, no. You know, what was it? And he goes, well, you know, they captured him, right? And they put the gun up to his head. And the guy said any last words. And Che Guevara said, shoot me, coward. Shoot me, coward.
Only a man will die.
Only a man will die. And I was like, that is so cool.
That is the sickest fucking.
Because in my book, dude, he fucking kills. He kills like six guys just in front of the entirety of Northeast Sicily or Northwest Sicily. He literally was like, face the fucking wall and just. And I was like, that's hard, dude. Because he goes, you have a minute, get on your knees and pray to your God.
Uh-huh.
You know, get right with God.
Right.
And he stands there for a second and none of the men move. And so he goes, okay. And all of his men, the 50 men in like a half circle, machine pistols. And while, like right when he goes, okay, one of them starts to drop to his knees to like pray because he's like, oh, fuck, this is here. And just... They're all splattered up against this wall outside of the fucking Duke's house. Nuts. Insane.
That sounds sick. Dude, I'm like, public executions used to be really... I think that's why we were less violent as a society, you know?
You know, maybe. Because we got to kind of get that out when we all went.
We kind of stopped assassinating people. The last guy to really get assassinated was... Actually, never mind. We've been kind of assassinating people a little more lately.
Yeah, his fucking
name?
Because
the U.S. assassinated the Haitian president.
Oh, when did we do that?
We did that like a couple months ago.
I haven't done
it.
Whatever.
Well, a Haitian militia group did it. But,
right.
Right. But
yeah, that means
they happen to have M16s.
Yeah, it's all those guys Remington. It's all those guys were sending feed my starving children food to.
Yeah. And then the Russian bitch got assassinated too. Her car blew up recently.
When?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Dude, I have not been paying attention.
Dude, a Russian bitch. They think like they. Everybody's saying it's Ukraine.
Come on now.
Huh?
Come on now.
Well, that's probably the likely scenario.
Ukraine.
There's also a chance.
You
that
don't
it's
think
inner,
she did it herself?
Huh?
We can't rule out suicide in
we
any
case. We
can't
rule out suicide. Sometimes you know what's really funny? Is her dad switched cars with her at the last minute.
Yeah, he fucking killed her, dude.
Dude, that's what they're like, could it be inner like
yeah.
Inner like whatever it's called, conflict.
When they killed Michael Corleone's wife, they didn't know she was going to be in the car.
Mm-hmm.
They thought he was going to be in the car.
Motherfucker.
I know. It's one of those things, though, you know, where it's like, oh,
that's
you.
No, everybody's, like, there's, like the implications if they tried
I don't
to
think he killed her. I think he knew.
Well, the Ukrainians wouldn't kill him because he wasn't a big figure. The girl was. Whoa. But you know who would kill him? The U.S.
Oh, yeah. No, so they were probably like
because he's like he's who the U.S. has made like a boogeyman of all of this.
Yeah, dude, they're pulling all the strings for
everything, man.
Yeah, man, it's not good.
Yeah, this was we're doing the news right now.
We are doing the news.
Death to America or whatever.
We need Russia back on top.
Kidding, huh? What? We need Russia back on top?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, there's still mass extinctions.
Oh, mass extinctions
going on?
Keep happening on Earth. Dude.
That's ridiculous. This is like the third or fourth one.
Dude, there's the other day, Cave was telling me, he's like, it's just our time to go, Chris.
Like the universe?
Huh?
Like us?
No, mass extinction. He's like, it happens.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, it happens. He's like, it's just going to keep happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's been enough time where it's.
Ew.
It's probably us.
Probably us, man.
Which I think is fine.
Yeah, whatever.
I live in the city now. What?
Yeah, whatever.
You know, I'll walk away from the apocalypse.
That's true. You could do that.
You can just get on a train.
Yeah. We got nuclear bunkers here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Those sealed off train stations.
Yeah. Dude, so funny to think of like the fucking 1/50th of the people in the like city that they could fit underneath the train. And then how quickly they would all be smushed by other people trying to get on it.
Yeah.
It would just be like so like fun. Like it was not work.
No.
Because these people are too fucking selfish.
Yeah.
So they keep pushing. They would pop their own fucking eyes out trying to smush into there because they're so fucking stupid.
Yeah. No, honestly. You're right. It's insane.
We're fucked if there's ever some sort of nuclear attack. You just die. Like, you just die.
Question is, do you want to be in an airplane when it happens?
Do I want to be in an airplane?
Yeah, when it happens.
Yeah, dude, I'd love to be in an airplane.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Dude, have you ever
You're just,
heard
like, flying in the sky, and you hear, like, the entire world shakes.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then you're just like, what the hell? And you lift up the thing, and you just see in the distance, like, the thing coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, the next thing you know is that you're melting, but also falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of crazy.
Well, you know the guy that dropped the nuke on Hiroshima?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, fucking proud I did it. Good thing I did. Like,
yeah.
He's like, you want to see me reenact it right now? Like.
Yeah, no, I think the like his direct quote was basically like, yeah, no, I don't regret doing it because I had to do what I had to do in the time that I had to do it.
You know, he says it was still a good idea. That it still holds up.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, fuck it. What else was we really going to do?
Yeah. There was a guy involved who was like, yeah, no, nuking him. We had to do it.
Yeah.
You know, is it great? No, but would we do it again? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't like that rules, dude.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, fuck it. We'll do it. Yeah, whatever, man. Like, what?
It's cool that when they dropped it
mm-hmm.
while they were flying, you know?
Yeah.
And it blew up. One of the guys was like, oh, God, what did we do?
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, holy.
What the fuck?
We just decimated a country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely destroyed, like, a capital city.
Two.
Two.
Very crazy stuff, man.
Fuck it.
At least it wasn't Tokyo, though, so we could keep the perverts around. Those guys were handy.
I've been seeing a thing on TikTok about apparently a lot of people in Tokyo get drunk and sleep outside.
Yeah.
We need to go to Tokyo, man.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, man.
We got to find a way.
I want to go under the circumstances.
We got to find a way for this shit to get us to Tokyo at some point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, fucking, man, I want to be there for a Tokyo Drift reason, though. I don't want to be like... Like, yeah, it'd be cool to, like, go to Tokyo and do comedy for a bunch of people. That's fine. That would be sick as fuck. But also imagine that I'm in my, like, third street race involved arrest.
Right.
And the only way to save my hide from being in jail as a high school student is to go live with my father, who doesn't love or respect me.
Oh,
he's an army man, you know?
So you need your dad to move to fucking
I'm a car. Tokyo. Yeah. So I need my father to move to Tokyo. And
oh, fuck, we got alligators on the land.
Whoa!
We're watching the history of the world.
That's... Oh, yeah. We should... Yeah, we should... Fuck, man.
Dude, speaking of fuck, man. Mechanism on Field is dropping on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. And important note... In episode two, there was a sketch about a gentleman named Dale Dunkel, and the fans of the show are wondering, when you were making that, did you use a black square PNG as an overlay and take the opacity down?
Yes, that is.
And then put the text over it.
Yeah.
That is the number one fan question in the comments on Mech on Field.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I did.
Wow, the fans are going to be so happy
actually,
to hear that.
I did find... It was not... I think it might have had a little gray in the actual PNG.
Okay, gotcha. So just like just find like something that you want to use, basically. You can put your own like little artistic flair on it.
Yeah,
and
make
then
sure
you just
to use Impact font, though. That's important.
Okay, okay, yeah. So, yeah, so... Oh, man, the fans are going to be so happy about that, man. That's like... That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really cool. All right, yeah, so Mechanism on Field on YouTube, at @mech_onfield on Twitter. Just links are going to be there. You'll see the plug drop, @mech_onfield on all the social media accounts, all the platforms. Thank you for everyone that's been listening. And, yeah, and the episode's done. I'm just, whatever, bye.
Peace out.
Thank you, Cave, for that important message. Who Up is brought to you by Mech on Field.
Who Up is brought to you by Mechanism on Field and the Out of the Closet on 5th Avenue in Columbus, Ohio, on the corner.
Yeah, we
yeah,
should.
Dude, we should get... We
That's
should get an
genius,
edibles
dude.
Company.
Yeah, we should get
we
an
should
edibles,
get an edibles
company.
Company.
Wait, hold on, real quick. We do. We are watching the whole history of the Earth and life. What's it called? Finished edition. So, if you're wondering what we're watching and commenting on when we talk about alligators and whatnot,
yeah,
go watch the video. It's about an hour long.
Yeah, it's about an hour of your time. So we need to get you 2 hours from us this week.
Yeah, this one. Listen, this is more of a suggestion of. Just something you might enjoy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The whole history of the Earth and Life, part 10.
The
from
birth of human beings?
To the birth of human
it's
beings.
It's so funny, we were basically fucking monkeys at one point.
Yeah,
and
that is
there were
cool.
other type of, like, humans.
Yeah, man, it's kind of fucked up. I kind of wish we could go back to being mammals and reptiles.
You want
to
be a monkey again? Dude, if I could swing from a tree, I'd be
or
so
like
happy.
I would like to be... I'd like to be big, something big enough to not be eaten by giant lizards, but something small enough where I'm not a big monster.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Irish people have evolved enough to not, like, to have not, like, lose that primal desire to be in the trees like a monkey.
Yeah, like, that guy's scared.
The little mouse, that's us.
I don't like that.
You don't like that we were a little mouse once?
See? Dude,
I got
he
spooked
was scared.
Like a little mouse, dude. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a velociraptor.
Dinosaurs.
Wow.
Wow. Can you believe we were compete with dinosaurs as mice at one point?
Yeah, man, that's fucking nuts. Do you have a thing I can ask? And or should I just do it on the floor?
Man, my gay dumbass can't even... So yeah, dude, dinosaurs, the thing about dinosaurs to me was always like, if we had spears, I think we'd take them.
Yeah, if we were like people instead of bitches, if we weren't basically guinea pigs.
Oh, I forgot Pangea reformed at one point.
Yeah, it kept bouncing off of each other.
Oh, that's what, yeah, that's how the Himalayas happened.
That's crazy that they just found this out by digging up bones.
Yeah, dude. It sucks that the dinosaurs couldn't get to the other dinosaurs. It's like the Berlin Wall for dinosaurs.
It is kind of the Berlin. What the hell? Oh, it's eating. I was
oh,
like,
I thought it was fucking that.
Dude, yeah.
Also, they ate animals. Like, that's crazy, dude.
Also, it's crazy that the roars that dinosaurs have wouldn't even be those roars.
Yeah, they'd be like weird cave, chickens.
Yeah, I think Cave showed me a video.
I wish Kay was paying attention right now because this is like the dinosaur thing. And no, he loves dinosaurs.
Yeah, you would love this. It's the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs rock.
Yeah, they're fucking cool as hell. There's like flowers and shit too. When are they going to talk? Oh my God, bees?
Bees? That's a big ass bee.
That's incredible, man.
Holy shit.
That is amazing. God damn. Oh, he's fucking that flower. He's fucking that flower good.
Dude, I wish that we could, like, fuck flowers.
We should be watching Nazi documentaries.
I don't... The Birth of Primates. Here it is, boys.
The Birth of Primates.
We're going to see the monkeys. We're going to see monkeys.
I like how they have a grid on the Earth. Did that come... Did that disappear with time, or...?
The grid, yeah. You kind of got to get off the grid.
Yeah, they...
We're on a grid right now, dude.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
Palace of
what
Divities.
The fuck is up with these goofy ass... Dude, they're like they're fucking quadrupedal. Is that what it
is? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and hey, they're becoming monkeys now.
South America, Africa, we're hanging out.
It's crazy that some of the monkeys went to the to Asia.
Well, that makes sense to me. Oh, dude. They had New World monkeys? That's ridiculous.
So there was monkeys going around. The
Old World monkeys. What's that? The Indians also had monkeys?
Yeah. Well, because you know that all these primates evolved into different subspecies that Homo sapiens eventually just won.
How did we get consciousness, though? That's my curiosity. I actually don't want to know the answer to that.
Is we learned how to cook food.
Really?
Yeah, it helped grow our brains.
No
the second
way.
We learned fire, we were able to cook and think. That's literally what separates us from monkeys, is like...
Is we figured out fire?
Is we figured out how to cook food, yeah.
There ain't no way in hell.
That's why dogs get smarter.
Why?
You feed them cooked food.
What's healthier than killing a wildebeest in the wild?
Cooking food, dude. Fire. Fire.
When did we flood? That was during Noah's time, right?
I don't think we actually...
No, the entire Earth flooded.
Dude, that's me when I'm blowing gas. It's entirely covered by clouds.
Oh, it's going to kill all the fucking dinosaurs. No way, global cooling.
I was talking about it on Twitter last night.
We could use some global cooling right now.
Why would we even care if all the fucking alligators died? Like, who cares?
They're tasty.
Like, they should all die. Like, we should kill all the alligators.
Oh, you could tell.
So monkeys were around during the dinosaurs.
That's ridiculous.
Could you imagine a monkey versus a dinosaur? Who would win?
Here's my question.
What?
Is why didn't that kill monkeys?
I don't know, man.
There is a massive flood at some point, though.
Well, oh, it's the Ice Age.
Yeah. This is where we get Scrat and the Woolly Mammoth.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We're being way too quiet.
We're going DNA. Yeah, we're going
We're going DNA.
We're going DNA mode. We do need to talk about something.
Yeah, we do need to fucking...
Okay, so...
I am very interested in this. It looks like teeth.
Me too.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Do we want to pause it?
No, no, no. We're fine. We can riff.
Oh, we can riff?
Yeah, we can riff on
I saw stuff. Ice Age in the movie theaters.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I think I did too.
And when Scrat was chasing the fucking walnut or whatever.
That is the funniest shit in the world.
That was so fucking funny to me.
You know what's fucked up? I think as a kid, I hated the Ice Age movie.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I liked it. I think I thought it was boring.
I liked it.
And I thought that the baby was ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite part was Scrat. And I think that's like why children's movies like have that shit in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's why Minions exist is because of like Scrat.
Yeah. I remember I went to the movies and I saw the movie Brother Bear.
Oh, that was a great movie.
With my friends. Well, it made me really sad. I cried.
Yeah, it's a sad movie.
I cried. And somebody was like, what are you fucking gay, dude? And I was like,
that's
fucking no, you're a fucking fag. It was just fucking allergies, dude.
I was laughing really hard, actually.
Yeah, it was funny.
I was actually laughing so hard I cried. So.
It was so funny he had to give up his brother, his little brother that he fucking loved. You heartless. And you know what? Fuck you, Robert Fish, you fucking asshole. Of course I was crying.
Yeah,
you son of a fuck. Yeah, I was crying. I was thinking about my little brothers whom I love. And maybe that's why your dad overdosed, you know?
I had one of the bears. Like the stuffed animal was also like a pillow.
Yeah.
It was like the first pillow pet, but it wasn't really like a pillow pet structure. It was like big as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing in the world. I used to sleep with it every night.
The brother bear thing?
Yeah. Actually, I don't think it was a pillow. I just think I used him as a pillow.
Do you remember the movie The Devil Inside Me?
No.
It was a real shit movie, and it was really hyped up. And me and a bunch of my friends went, and it was by the time it was the second week it was released, so everybody had realized it was absolute garbage.
Oh yeah.
And except for us, because we were like kids, and we're just like, fuck it, yeah,
let's go see this freaking movie.
And it was only us in the theaters, and we just like destroyed the movie theater basically.
Oh, I did that with so Monsters vs. Aliens.
Oh shit!
I was the only one in the theater, my friend, and we just ran around the whole time. The movie kind of sucked,
Dude.
Do you remember the Forbidden Kingdom?
I don't remember.
Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It's like Jackie Chan and Jet Li and some white kid. And there was the Monkey King in it. That was a good movie. I fucking watched that the other day, like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool, man. That's a fun movie.
Dude, I might go to the movies when I get back home for a little bit.
I need to go see The Godfather in theaters. That's the thing that's happening this month.
Mm-hmm.
Got to buy tickets to as soon as possible.
Hell yeah. Fucking... The movies are so cool. The movies are such an easy, like... It's my favorite first date is the movies.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
There's, like, no pressure. You just kind of pick...
A movie.
A movie that, like, is, like, kind of her style.
See, I don't even know the girls sometimes. Like, I don't know. Usually it's just like a random date type of situation. I'll just be like, yeah, let's get a movie.
Well, yeah, no, for sure. But, like, you can kind of tell what a girl likes when you see her.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
If she looks all fucked up, you take her to a horror flick.
Dude. If fucking girls that are into scary movies scare me.
They're
not my kind of crazy.
Here's one thing. I love women who like horror movies because they are a little crazy, but like in a fun way.
Yeah.
But
see,
my whole thing is like I was into scary movies as a kid. That was like my jam as a kid.
Ah, okay. So it wasn't my jam as a kid.
And so it's like as I got older, I was like, oh, yeah, scary movies are just kind of. Some of them are great. Some of them I really like. But other ones I'm just like, this sucks, dick, dude.
Everybody,
this is horrible.
Everybody's always hated me because I only want to see comedy movies.
Oh, yeah.
That like, if I'm going to watch a movie, I want to watch a funny movie.
Yeah.
And, like, you're like, there's so many other good genres, Chris.
There are.
I know there are, but I just love comedy movies.
I don't like comedy movies that
much. I just like laughing.
I think that's why I don't like comedy movies. It's because I want to laugh.
And if I want to watch, like, a film-type movie, like, I'll just watch something really gay and artsy.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just find something random.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually just, like, a fucking art piece, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Every time, like, there are some incredible comedy movies that I wish we still made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not saying that, like, you can't make them anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the sentiment with this. It's just, like, people don't make movies like this anymore. Like, Dodgeball is so funny. Like, there's, like, a whole bunch of movies in that genre in that time period that are so, like, 40-Year-Old Virgin, I think, is great.
40-Year-Old Virgin is an elite movie. I'm going to make the next great comedy movie, actually. So we'll see. There's going to be really good stuff coming in comedy because of us.
Yeah, I really want to do, like, a... I mean, genuinely, I do want to make a movie. I want to do, like, old-style kind of... Like a Kurosawa-type flick, but, like, English, like American.
Mm-hmm.
Like an Americanized version of, like, that, but not like cowboys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, fucking rip the Sergio Leone shit. I want to do it, but I want to do it, like, modern day kind of, like, story of, like, a man who's basically a samurai.
I want to remake The Longest Yard in 2040.
That would be cool. Did you know the guy... who produced The Godfather, wrote he wrote the treatment and produced the movie. Yeah.
You know what's a great movie? The Replacements.
Oh, yeah. Keanu Reeves rules in that movie.
That movie rocks.
Awesome movie.
The bar fight scene's so cool. And then the scene where they're like, at first I was afraid. I was petrified. I could never live without you. You know what I mean? And they're just dancing. Dude, that song came out the other day in the car where me and Cave were door dashing.
Yeah.
And I just started, like, I sang the whole fucking thing. Like, I know the song word for word.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know. He's like, where did that come from?
I need a hero, right? No.
No.
It was...
I will survive.
Yeah, I will survive. Same lady, though, right? Same lady, though, right?
No.
I don't fucking remember.
No, he's not.
Was it Tina Turner?
No. Hold on. Why can't I remember her name? I think it's like Gloria something.
Yeah, Gloria.
Reiner, maybe. I want to make sure I'm right, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Can't remember.
Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah.
I will survive because everybody thought it's Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what people think.
That's right. But it's not.
No. Because R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what you mean to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I wish I was just, like, a classical singer. You know what I mean? Like, I just had a perfect voice.
You could train it.
Like,
if you really wanted to, you could.
I'm too old for that now. I don't think I have a naturally good voice.
That's okay. You don't have to have a naturally good voice.
You can just learn how to sing.
Yeah. I did.
Maybe I'll take singing lessons.
I took voice lessons for, like, 4 years.
Because
I didn't get the one part I wanted in Singing in the Rain.
Everybody needs to subscribe to patreon.com/whoapod so I can pay for singing lessons. Just a bit they couldn't even hear.
Yeah, nobody can even hear it.
Can you feel his presence, guys? He's claiming you can feel his presence.
I'm trying to break open this blister.
I'm trying to... Guys, Kay wants you to check out Mechanism on Field for real this time. Like, do it or he's going to hurt himself seriously bad this time.
Yeah, seriously bad.
The other day I came into the bathroom, he was fucking cutting himself.
Yeah, again.
Again. Yeah. He was in the bathtub. and you know it's for attention because he's going sideways.
I don't know why I thought for a second that it would be really funny if Chris was just divulging information Cave was seriously like embarrassed about. That wouldn't be funny at all. But
just if it was real, like, yeah, that was real.
That that's why Cave was just like, "You cocksucker."
Cave just doesn't like being vulnerable. That's his problem.
It's okay.
It's not okay. He's not good at being vulnerable about his self harm.
That's right.
That's right. Men don't talk about their feelings. Men just seek a lot of approval from their distant father.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Slightly emotionally unavailable father. Yeah, that's me thinking it. Yeah.
Yeah, Cave's not saying that across the room.
No. It's me. I'm having that independent thought. Fucking,
this is so gross.
Do you think you could beat a man to death if you had to?
No. Not with my fists.
I think I could.
Maybe with like a shovel or a bat.
Mm-hmm. A weapon of some sort.
Yeah, I think that would make it easier for me. Ouch. Mm. Sorry, I am just working this blister, man.
You're cool, man. I'm thinking about beating guys to death.
That would be kind of sick. Like, not to be a freak or anything, but that would be kind of badass.
To just beat a guy to death?
Yeah, I mean, like, I watch a lot of movies like that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Where it's like,
to have, you know, to know you have it in you.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how much I have it in me, but I know that...
That there's a chance.
If I had to, I would.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, he would.
If he wanted to, he would. Ladies.
Ladies, if your man wanted to kill a man...
He would.
He would.
Ladies, if he wanted to, he would.
It's also the same for killing you.
Fellas, if she wants to kill you, she'll do it as well. Do you know how many girls be... Be burying dead kids in the backyard.
Ow, fuck.
What are you doing if you come home and your wife's drowned your kids and buried them in the backyard? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to Shutter Island, baby. Isn't that what that movie's about?
No, I have no idea.
It is what that movie is about.
Okay.
It's never cool. Seen Shutter Island,
dude. I think I'm like, all right, we gotta pack bags. Like, I think I am. I think I'm doing it. Just gone with her.
That's crazy. That's insane to me, actually. Because I would not. I'd be like, you stupid bitch, and then I would shoot her in the head.
I don't know what I would do.
I don't know what I would do either. I'd like to believe that it would be like Leonardo DiCaprio in that one movie.
Wolf of Wall Street?
No. Shutter Island.
Me and Cave watched Wolf of Wall Street while you were gone.
Yeah, I know. You talked about it on the podcast. You talked about doing it on the podcast. Like, you didn't.
Dude, that movie's so funny.
Didn't we watch it together?
Yeah, dude, I love Wolf of Wall Street.
That's so funny that you've watched it with both Cave and I separately.
Dude, here's the thing about Wolf of Wall Street. I watch it in a sense where I turn off my brain and think it's awesome.
Yeah, because it is awesome.
Yeah, I just don't think at all. And I'm just like, it's so sick that he just gets placed and he hangs out and he just does coke and shit.
That's my goal.
Yeah, dude. I would love.
I'd love to get pussy and hang out.
I would love. Are you good? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. I just want to get this excess skin
off. She wanted a cat. She called me cat. She snuck on my dick. She ate it for lunch. She wanted a cat.
She eating it up.
She snuck on my dick.
She eat it for lunch. I'm alone as fuck.
Yeah, we're cardi mode right now, actually. God. Call me at a later time, dude. I'm cardi mode right now.
I'm on demon time right bitch, now. Call me later, bitch.
Bitch, I'm vamping right now. I need you to get the fuck off my phone. Bitch, I don't need you in my phone right now. I'm vamping.
Women don't understand.
Women don't get it, dude. When you go, sometimes you just gotta vamp.
Vamp and them.
My coworker went demon mode the other day.
Dude,
he was on demon time, bro.
He was on demon time?
Yeah, he was being evil in the kitchen. You know when your boy's just like off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's just like, you're just getting caught with strays all
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, he's on demon time, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, it's fun to just be disruptive in places. Like, you just ruin someone's day is kind of fun for me.
Oh, what's good? What's the future of your stranger? Did they already do it?
It's going to catch on fire.
Oh. Cave is editing the show right now.
Yeah.
And he's giggling to himself and telling us why.
He's coming over here, guys. Get ready. Oh, God. Something bad's about to happen.
Yo, look at my pussy and my foot.
What you going to do? What you going to do? Get mad at me for having fun?
No, I'm not mad at you, dude.
Okay.
I'm picking my blister while we do the show.
Can I pick it?
No.
That's why? Fucking nasty. Yeah, do not pick his fucking blister. Do not pick his fucking blister. Leave the blister. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because I know
where
it's
going to
hurt.
My mom used to do that to us when we were kids. She'd be like, can I pick it?
That explains
some things. Can I pick your sunburn? She used to do that all the time.
Well, my mom loved peeling my sunburn.
We would all peel each other's sunburn. We were all addicted to it.
My mom would yell at me if I peeled my sunburn.
Really? I'd peel my sunburn.
She's like, let it come off, Chris. Chris, you got to be patient.
One time when I was in high school, the whole bottom of my foot got covered in warts, and I just used a nail clipper and cut them out over like the course of like a month.
See, I had warts when I was a kid, and then I went to the pool for swimming lessons.
That's not good.
Huh?
This isn't good.
The chlorine took them off.
Oh, okay. Well, happy ending.
Yeah. Impressive. You didn't give any.
That's like getting head from a little Asian.
Well, and another thing,
crazy poor Asian.
So the swimming lessons were free, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I found a way to finesse the system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gave them all warts.
You think I can do a backward somersault?
No. So you worked up through these six levels, mm-hmm. and then you either had to join the swim team, or you couldn't come to the pool anymore.
Oh,
right.
Shit, I'm gonna break my neck.
And because you were allowed to,
I can't do it. Sorry.
No, you're cool. You were allowed to come swim freely, if you were in swimming lessons, right?
Yeah.
So when I got up to the platypuses, which was the final level,
that's a beast name for a final level.
I just kept failing the final.
Oh, you're a genius.
And then I would just stay. I would just have to take swimming lessons in the summer as a platypus, and then I'd go swim freely all summer. And then when I turned 16...
And then what happened? What happened after that?
And then I turned 16, they kind of caught on.
You turned 16? What'd you do when you turned 16?
They were like, oh, you can't be retarded no more. He's 16 years old and can drive a car.
Did you have a sweet 16?
No. Yeah, actually, I had a 16th birthday party.
Did you get any...
You should be forced cool to learn how to swim by the time you're 16.
I learned to swim, I think, when I was like 13 or 14.
Hmm?
I think I learned to swim when I was 13 or 14.
That's really old.
Yeah, I thought I didn't trust my dad. I thought he was going to drown me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. We've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, I was terrified of him. He'd be like, come out here, I'll show you how to swim. And I was like, no, I don't trust you.
You're going to kill me.
My brother and I were both scared. We didn't learn how to swim from him. We learned from my cousin.
Did you grow up by a lake?
Yeah. We went swimming all the time growing up, but my brother and I, we did not learn from our dad. We learned when he was not around.
That's so funny, dude. I'm sorry.
It's fucking hilarious.
Well, because he built this, he created this like extreme distrust by every time he would come home from work at night, we'd be in bed, and he would tickle us every night, you know, before we go to bed. This is real, and
no, I believe you.
He'd always come home. If we'd like freak out, be like, "Don't tickle us," and he's like, "I'm not gonna tickle you," and then he'd do it. So like because of that, like it just like conditioned us to like never trust anything he says because he always goes back on his word.
Right. Dude, the tickle monster comes out, though, and you got to be prepared. I'm sorry.
It's scary. You feel like you're going to piss yourself.
No, it is fucking scary, man. That's why it's called the tickle monster.
He'd, like, hold you down, and, like, you couldn't fucking do anything. You're just, like, he'd tickle you way too long. He's like, stop, stop, stop. Oh, my God, dude. The anxiety you get from that is fucking scary as hell.
Dude, I have a question.
Yeah.
So you really just swam in a lake?
All the time.
Yeah.
I swim in a lake right now.
Dude. One time, a kid swam in a creek near us, and he got swept away.
Okay, a lake is not a creek. A lake is a still body of water with no flow in one direction. You can see the other side of it.
Dipshit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Have you ever seen a lake?
I guess I've seen Lake Michigan, but that's like the ocean to me.
Yeah, the Lake Michigan's big as fuck.
No. I've never been on a small lake.
Well, it's not even a small
lake. There's a lake in Ohio.
You can swim in big lakes where you can't see the other side.
I wanted to go to a lake and swim in it one time.
Yeah.
There's a lake called Lake Logan in Columbus. Or not in Columbus, in like southern Ohio. And I suggested all of my friends, we should get a lake house and go to Lake Logan. And they're like, that's fucking gay. We're going to get a lake house together, dude?
I mean, dude.
We're going to suck each other's dick there? And it's like, and now in hindsight, I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? So, like, what do you mean suck each other's dick? You brought that up. The lake house would have been cool.
One thing you don't understand about Minnesota is that in the 1 mile radius of my parents' house, you're around five different lakes.
Yeah, it's the Lando Lakes.
It's like no joke. Like, so it's like swimming in a lake is like just what you do in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one time I'll have to swim in a lake.
It's fun.
Are there any alligators in
it? It's a fucking free pool.
No. There's fish, but
they're not going to bother you.
Any catfish?
No.
It
depends. There's carp. There's like Asian carp. They're fucking huge, but they sit on the bottom.
Those little fuckers.
They'll come to the top like early in the morning. You can
get
like
a feed.
Them. Hmm? To feed. Yeah. I've heard you can catch them with fucking Pop-Tarts. They'll eat fucking anything, man. Yeah. But no, you don't have to worry about fish.
They're
sometimes if you're in shallow water, you can see fish. Like the little ones will like nip at your toes and your legs and stuff. That's always kind of cool.
Because most of the time when I fished, it was a pond. And you can't really swim in a pond.
Yeah, you don't swim in a pond. A lake is nice because you can like take a boat out to the middle of it and you can just like jump off the boat in the water. And it's like fucking 50 feet deep. Like
that would scare the hell out of me.
It's not scary.
I know how to tread water. I know I can tread water really well.
Yeah. No, like it's like no matter how deep it is, like fish don't hang out like around the top, you know?
What about Loch Ness monsters?
It's not real.
What do you mean it's not real?
Just telling you, man, it's not real. I mean, the biggest thing...
How do you know for a fact
the
Loch Ness
monster... The biggest thing you have to, like, truly worry about is, like, a fucking northern pike. Like, but even that's not going to fucking attack you. Or a snapping turtle. Snapping turtle is probably the scariest thing in Minnesota that you could run into. That
snapping
thing...
Snapping turtle?
That thing could bite off a toe, for sure. But the chances of running into that, so fucking small, dude.
But there's chances?
Yeah, there's always a chance. Like, there's been times where I've been swimming as a kid, and someone will be like, there's a snapping turtle, like, nearby, and everyone gets out of the water.
Dude... I'm gonna stick to pools.
It's so rare, man. But those fuckers are ornery, and they will like, they definitely could like, they could take a toe off easy.
I don't.
You don't fuck with snapping turtles.
I wasn't gonna fuck with the snapping turtles, dude.
Yeah.
Can't you eat turtles?
Yeah.
Have you ever ate a turtle?
No.
No.
Chris, I'm telling you, don't be scared of the lake. It's a lot of fun, and you would have a blast if you did it. You just got to find, like, the right lake, like, a good lake. That's
Chris
got, like,
would
nice
love
water.
Tubing, I think.
Yeah, tubing is super fun. Get a pontoon, you hang out on the lake all day and just get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Getting fucked up on the lake is the coolest thing ever.
Can you shoot guns on the lake?
No.
No, you're not supposed to, but you definitely can.
Definitely can?
Yeah.
There are big enough lakes where you can just go out and start shooting?
Well, you shouldn't because there's usually other people on the fucking lake.
What if you do it at night?
Don't do that. If you want to shoot a gun, they'd like in the area that like I grew up in, shoot it in your yard. You can shoot a gun all fucking day in your yard. No one's going to give a fuck. If someone like freaks out, they might call the cops, but they'll come over and be like, oh, yeah, we're just like shooting a target. No one's going to care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where my grandpa lives, you can shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tight.
No,
my
shoot
grandma,
all the time.
My grandma, she grew up on the Ohio River.
Mm-hmm. She got swept away?
She did not get swept away. She would talk about how she would swim across it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of impressive.
Yeah, she used to hop trains and shit, too.
There's a lake. My mom's side of the family has a campground on it. And there's a spot in the middle of the lake where the it like the bottom like comes up where it's only a foot and a half deep. Mm-hmm. So you can just be in the middle of the lake just standing up, and it looks like so fucking funny when like you're looking out at people over there, because mm-hmm. you can just like kayak over there, hop out of the kayak, and then just walk around, and it looks like you're just walking in the middle of the lake.
There was a place like that in Florida when I went with Logan and his family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Dude, it's the coolest fucking thing ever. Because you're just like...
I stayed in a place in North Carolina on a lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was low tide, there was like a land mass in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And we like swam over to it one time.
Yeah.
And then we swam back over, right? And then we saw the biggest fucking fish I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. Like, we thought it was a shark.
Was it like a gar or something?
I don't know.
Where were you at?
On North Carolina, like right on the coast.
Okay.
And we were on a lagoon. So it was like the beach.
What did it look like?
A shark.
It could have been a shark, I guess. Yeah. It was on the ocean, yeah.
We saw a turtle.
Yeah.
Huge turtle. We caught eels and crabs.
That's cool.
Well, you just put little chicken thighs out, mm. and you stick them in the shallow water, and then there's just like tons of them.
Mm.
They come to it.
Yeah. Oh, fish are some of the coolest thing to like just observe.
Oh yeah, I love fish, dude.
Fish are so fucking sick.
Is that the Sumerian
texts?
Yeah,
could be.
Dude, the coast, like, if you lived on a lagoon, you could, if you liked any fish, you could hypothetically just feed yourself every day like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really easily.
Oh, 100%. Just self,
Yeah, like, you could have fucking crab meat and fucking...
Yeah, if there's crab, I guess.
Yeah, they were crab where we were at.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's usually, like, crawfish and stuff like that.
Yeah. Be sick as hell.
I just really want this excess skin gone, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to like soak my foot.
And you know the land, the land is moist or whatever. Plant some fucking easy fruit and vegetables.
True.
This is why we gotta go to Myrtle Beach, man.
One day.
We gotta go to Myrtle Beach so we can live off the land.
Yeah.
Just us all around tourists fishing in the fucking water and then grilling the fish right in front of like kids and shit.
Yeah.
Like just butchering animals.
Having fun.
Yeah, shirtless, drunk as fuck.
Drinking the water of the sea.
Yeah, yeah. We just have little fucking things. We start boiling salt water.
Fuck, man. Why? Well, did you wash your hands? Okay, because I don't want to get pink eye. Okay.
Don't you have any more spray or whatever? Clear eye? Oh, okay, cool.
That's good, man. That's important.
Yeah. Don't you need medicine for pink eye?
Huh?
Don't you need medicine for pink eye?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, that made total sense to me. He didn't have to explain it any further. Dipper, Adab, Zalam, Grishu, Lagash.
What are we watching now?
The entire history of the Akkadians is the Mesopotamia.
Oh. Wow. These guys aren't Nazis. Every time a new one comes on, I'm like, oh, I've noticed these aren't Nazis. That's trying to be passive aggressive.
Dude, fuck, where was even Mesopotamia at? Wasn't it in Africa?
No, it was in Mesopotamia.
Which was in?
The Earth.
Where at on the earth?
It's like by the Persian Gulf, I think.
Oh, okay.
Dude, oh, how'd you like that?
The Ottoman Empire can suck my dick.
You know who else can suck my dick?
Who?
Any ladies listening?
Yeah, yeah. If you're, yeah, if you're a fucking girl listening to shit, girl, yeah. If you're a fucking girl listening to shit,
suck my fucking penis. No, I'm just playing you.
Oh, yeah.
Mesopotamian Fertile Crescent. You, me, and my girlfriend.
Oh, that's my girl, Fertile Crescent. She's so cute. She loves astrology.
She, damn, girl, you my Fertile Crescent.
Damn, bitch, is your crescent fertile or what? Or are you just happy to see me?
Sargon of Akkad. That doesn't feel real.
Sargon of Akkad.
That's a cool fucking hat, though.
What about Sargon the Fagot? Sargon of my cock.
No, it's Sargon my cock. Sargon on my cock. He just said it faster than me. And then he said it wrong.
Dude, the other day I ate corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah?
It was so fucking good.
God, I haven't had corn in a while. You see that video, the Corn Kid?
Yeah, I've seen Corn Kid.
Corn.
Corn.
Shit's had me laughing so
It's hard. Really cool. He's like a celebrity right now. He's like...
Yeah, he's like a
He's like really popping off. He's on Cameo and shit.
That poor child.
Oh, he's fucked, dude. Something
it's over for him,
happened.
Man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He's,
yeah, Dan Schneider.
He's too fucking adorable to live.
Come do the Nickelodeon Corn Show.
Yeah. Dude, there is going to be a fucking dumbass Nickelodeon Corn Show, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's what would happen in 2013, three seasons would have been produced already by now.
Yeah.
Of the Corn Kid.
Corn.
Corn. It's cool that you could just, like... Like, there are people that just make content on Twitch now, and that's it, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Not Twitch, TikTok is what I meant.
Yeah, that's also cool.
Like, all you do is make TikTok content?
Yeah.
That's just it. That's just like, yeah, I'm just a TikTok guy.
That's so tight.
And there are people that, like, their only content all day is TikTok.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
The only thing going in or out is that mind-numbing app.
That app you cannot have your brain on for.
No.
You just get sucked into it. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Could you imagine being 12 finding that app?
Dude, it would ruin me.
It would fucking break me.
It's already fucked my shit up a couple times. Like, have you ever been just scrolling, right? And then out of nowhere, this lady's like, you've been scrolling for 50 hours. Go drink some water and take a piss. And it's like... Oh, I've been scrolling too long. I've been scrolling so long that the algorithm was like, send the black lady after him now.
Dude, like if I was 12 right now, because, like, think about how deep you got into, like, your part of the internet that you're on right now, even. Imagine you're 12 and all, like, getting deep into TikTok.
Oh, man, I would have probably been
And, like,
raped.
Other kids from your high school are posting TikToks. Like, that's where you post.
Yeah.
That's where you post to your friends. Is TikTok.
Yeah, all the cool teenagers are on TikTok.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you want to see any cool teens.
They're on TikTok, yeah.
Go to TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the fucked up weirdo teens are on Twitter.
All the fucked up weirdo teens are on Twitter and Reddit and shit.
We
got to
get everyone on Truth Social. Everyone join Truth Social. Social.
I'm not even on Truth Social.
Follow Trump.
I'm on Getter.
It's bad now.
Oh, now? Now it's
yeah,
bad.
It's bad now. You have to get Truth Social so you can win against the evil democratic pedophiles. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah.
God, we really did just do a nonstop hour of fun.
Fun, yeah, that was blessed. Tomorrow, August 31st, 8:30 p.m., O'Keefe's in Brooklyn. Come on out. Also, I've now confirmed the list, so I'll be dropping it probably soon. So September 22nd, Tiny Boys, Bushwick, 7:30 p.m. We had a really fun fucking show this past week.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to fucking get out there. Like, you definitely. It's a fucking blast. Good hang and everything. So come on out and buy tickets to that. I'll have a link ups real soon. Check my Instagram and Twitter, Bamfargera or Clays or Caves. That's it.
Yeah, check out Mech on Field. Come to Tiny Boys. I don't know, man. I ain't got shit going on. If you see me on the street, say hi. All right, bye.